How things and how's life changed for you?
Initially, you know, the first week after I finished when I was still in the village was a little bit crazy, but I was still in that bubble, I guess, being in the Olympic Village. The past few days I've just been recovering, to be honest. Really initially gutted to be home. I mean, just gutted it's all over. But I had such an amazing time there, absolutely loved it. I mean, the whole experience was everything I hoped it would be. And yeah, the second week I tried to get around as many venues, see as many sports as I could, and you know, try and take it all in, reminding myself that, you know, this may not happen again, so really make the most of it.
Are you getting spotted now, people stopping you in the street, are people saying, oh, you're that guy who got the silver medal?
It's happened a couple of times. It happened in the toilet of a service station the other day, which was quite bizarre. but it's been good fun. I think that's the kind of side of things it's going to take some time to get used to, I think. But it's great, and it's just so good, so refreshing to see so many people interested in swimming. And, you know, if we can try and keep this momentum going over the next couple of years leading into Glasgow, then, you know, it can only be positive for the sport.
And from your point of view, has it come a bit earlier than you thought it might do?
Well, I mean, in terms of performance, I'd always targeted this season. I mean, I said that in a couple of my interviews. I felt really relaxed and, you know, quite composed during the competition, and I think that was just because I'd prepared for so long for it. I mean, after the trials event, obviously still had quite a long way to drop in terms of time, but you know, that didn't kind of deter me. I knew it was still there. So, in that sense, no. But as far as everything else goes, yeah, I think it kind of all still feels brand new and something I'm going to have to get used to.
What I really enjoyed, obviously apart from you getting the silver medal, was the way that you interacted with the audience. It was pretty obvious that 17,000 people screaming their lungs out for you was exactly what you needed.
Yeah, I absolutely loved it. I mean, there was so much coverage beforehand and the build-up about what sort of effect the home advantage would have, what sort of effect they would have and what it would be. No one could really exactly put their finger on how they would lift performance, but, I felt like I lapped it up. I mean, I absolutely loved it. And the crowd helped a great deal. It was pretty overwhelming, to be honest, and especially, you know, in the final of the 200, when I walked out and heard the crowd, I just thought to myself, like, this is it. This is, you know, this is my chance to kind of to get what I want from this sport, and you know, to make a dream come true, really. And you know, especially in that last 50, I mean, I heard the crowd every stroke, and you know, again, thanks to everyone who was in there that night, because they made a hell of a difference.
You said overwhelming. Did some of the team find it too overwhelming?
I'm not sure. I mean, everyone reacts a bit differently to that. I mean, I love the big events. I love the crowds, and I love being in that sort of high pressure environment. I think as a whole, there's obviously no denying we'd like to have more medals to show for our efforts as a team. But you know, if you look at the number of finalists we had, and you know, fourth place, ninth place finishes, we were so close on a number of events. And as much, you know, I don't want to refer to that as luck, because I don't believe it is, but you know, there was just something that wasn't quite firing on all cylinders for us. But overall, I think we still showed progression as a team. It was just we just didn't have that sort of dream week, dream competition that everyone had hoped for.
Yeah, that's a worry, isn't it, from a swimming point of view, that everybody points to the cyclists and they point to the rowers and they point to a few people in track and field. So, well, they managed to do it. Why couldn't the swimmers do it?
Yeah, I mean, the man who can answer that question is going to be a rich man. But I don't know. I mean, sport is like that sometimes. I mean, you can have explanations sometimes, and other occasions you just can't really explain why it didn't go to plan. I mean, I've been there myself a number of times, and you know, things just went to plan for me last week. You know, everything kind of fell into place. My preparation went, you know, really couldn't have gone any better. And I know some of the guys had a bit of a rocky road in the lead-up, and you know, dealt with it pretty well. But you know, I don't know. I'm not sure the reasons why we didn't get the medals we had hoped for. But as I said, I really do believe that we did show progression overall as a team. And as disappointing as it is not to be there on the medal count, we are, you know, we're so close in a number of events, and you know, throughout the swimming at the Olympics, I think it really highlighted how small that margin for error is. You know, I mean, looking at the 100 breaths, for example, the time that won bronze was 0.3 seconds quicker than I went, and I was ninth. You know, I wasn't even in the race to win a medal. So, I mean, to have 12 guys within 0.3 seconds of each other doing 12 different training programs, you know, it's pretty incredible, and that is sport, and that's how close it is at the top.
I thought you might be on the beach this week. I thought you might be trying to get a bit of sunshine, get away from all the hype and all the hysteria about the Olympics. Instead, you're here in a swimming pool in Ealing, training kids.
Yeah, this is all part of it. For me, I feel pretty privileged to be in a position to come to events like this. And I mean, the tagline of the games was "Inspire a Generation," and you know, I'm so happy to be here and to be in a position to do that, because I mean, I came from a pretty humble background in terms of swimming as well, and you know, I think for everyone today, hopefully they can all kind of relate to me in some way, and you know, having that kind of peer learning environment, I think it's going to make everyone, you know, pretty comfortable and relaxed, and just kind of enjoy themselves and have a good time today.
And do you see yourself as a role model, somebody that does inspire on the back of what you've done at the Olympics?
I mean, like, subconsciously, I'd like to think so. I'm not one of these people who's going to be outspoken about it and say, yeah, I'm going to do this and going to do that. And, you know, I try to do that through my own performances and, you know, being involved in things like today. You know, it is good fun and I do enjoy it. And, you know, if a couple of swimmers pick up a few tips today, then that's perfect and that's good enough for me. And, you know, as long as everyone has a good time and just sort of raising the participation levels in this sport has got to be positive.